It's time for Marquette College Game Day.
Cam Jones spinning in the lane. To the basket, scoop layup is good. Easy.
Today, number 20 Marquette welcomes number 6 St. John's to the Cream City.
Bent Gold to the basket and dunked it. Counted in a foul. Oh, baby.
Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics.
He'll give to Parham. He's left of the lane. Back to Joplin in the corner.
Holla at your boy. There's a look.
Bigger than big. Yes.
Now live from Fiserv Forum, here's Brian D.
There is so much to celebrate today here at Fiserv Forum. It is Senior Day, Al's Day, and by the way, a top 20 matchup as number 20 Marquette welcomes in the number 6 overall Big East regular season champion and white suit Rick Pitino and St. John's. It's going to be a fun one, an early morning game here in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside Marquette alum Brian D., I am proud Marquette alum Matt Yazel, and a lot to celebrate here, as I mentioned. I do want to touch quickly on the UConn game on Wednesday.
No doubt.
Which Marquette is coming off of a tight 72-66 loss against UConn. And by the way, we're taking you up to the bottom of the hour. Gabe Neitzel will have you with your network pregame across the street at Il Cervo at the Trade Hotel. Homer and Tony on the call, and we're going to celebrate Homer a little bit later on in the show as well throughout the show. But, Brian, on Wednesday night, another tough one, 72-66, tight all the way until the end. Alex Caravan with a dagger through the hearts of Marquette fans. And obviously the story of that one, the three-point shooting for Marquette. David Joplin, the only Golden Eagle. What a great game, by the way, David Joplin.
Yeah.
The only Golden Eagle to knock down a three-pointer. What was your main takeaway from Wednesday night?
So it was interesting when that game ended. Normally I'm very emotionally bothered by Marquette losses, and I think anybody that cares dearly about this program is. And as I was sitting there on my couch and I flipped over to Wisconsin On Demand to listen to Homer and Tony on the postgame show and listen to Shaka's postgame comments, it didn't sting that bad for a game that was as competitive and as close and as important as that game was in Storrs, Connecticut on Wednesday night. And I think it's because Marquette played their best basketball that we've seen them play in probably 2 months. Like, it really looked and felt that way. And I know that doesn't jump off the page when you look at the box score and go, okay, six-point road loss when you only scored 66 points. But I feel like there was a lot to like in that game from Marquette. They got whatever they wanted at the rim. Offensively, they just didn't shoot well from three-point range, and that's kind of been their bugaboo all season long. They're not an elite three-point shooting team. If this team's going to go on a deep March run in the next 3 weeks, it's going to be because out of nowhere they start knocking down open threes, and that's the tricky part for this Marquette team. It's not like they're missing contested three-pointers. They're missing wide-open looks from Cam Jones, from Stevie Mitchell, from Ben Gold. If those start going down, this is a dangerous team. They just didn't on Wednesday night in Connecticut, and it showed up in the loss. But it didn't sting because they did play well offensively. It looked more fluid than it's looked in a really long time.
Yeah.
And defensively, they were who they are in one of the hardest environments you're going to play in that small gym in UConn where Marquette hadn't played, I don't think, in 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, and I have a similar feeling, right? I thought I'd be a little more disappointed. Maybe I'm inflating how good UConn really is. Versus this year's UConn team, but they're still a tough team. They're still Alex Caravan's a great player.
Amazing.
Shaka talked about it after the game. But I think there's some good things that you take from this loss. I think you love that they competed through the end, and they looked pretty good just outside of shooting beyond the arc, which is going to be a huge factor in March Madness, especially for an undersized team in general like Marquette, depending on the matchups they're going to get. But this is – or did you have one more thing?
I was just going to say, too, not to get too basketball nerdy on you, but – the numbers would dictate, if you look at adjusted offensive efficiency and adjusted defensive efficiency, which in layman's terms for the people that aren't basketball nerds like you and I, it basically means the amount of points you would score in 100 possessions and the amount of points you would give up in 100 possessions. Statistically speaking, Marquette's playing its best basketball of the season in the last 2 weeks.
There we go.
But they're losing. Right? And not losing a lot, right? They lost to UConn. They lost a couple of close games to St. John's and Creighton a few weeks ago. But the numbers would dictate that they're playing really good basketball right now or closer to the way that they want to play. So I just wonder if the losses are attributed to familiarity of opponent. And I think that's something you can hang some hope on if you're a Marquette fan going into the tournament, that maybe if you get out of the Big East Conference and play some teams that aren't used to the way you play and aren't used to your defensive tenacity, you might be able to go on a little heater here.
That's a great point. Shaq has talked about Cam Jones' familiarity or team's familiarity with him in the Big East Conference. And Marquette, of course, you know, dominated Providence and Georgetown before the UConn game. Those were certainly encouraging. But today is a day to celebrate one of the best senior classes in program history at Marquette. And if you didn't tune in to Marquette Thursday with Jen Latta from the Motor Bar and Grill.
Without Jen Latta. So
right, yeah.
that was the beauty of Thursday night. Jen is in Italy right now covering the Special Olympics for ESPN.
Yes.
So Marquette made the decision not to have me or Gabe or Homer or Tony or Dario or who or Lane Grindle, the cavalcade of people that could have filled in. They just rolled with the K1 and Stewie show in Shaka. So the Marquette basketball hour on Thursday night, I would highly recommend going back and listening on Wisconsin On Demand. We tweeted out the video link the other night, and there was a huge crowd at Motor Bar and Grill at the Harley-Davidson Museum. It was just those three. It was an unbelievable listen, and Shaka talked, Matt. And you can tee it up about this amazing senior class.
Yeah, absolutely. He tabbed them the Guardians, as I'm sure everyone has seen now. So here's a little bit of Shaka Smart on his Guardians from Marquette Thursday.
I used to meet with you guys, if you remember, and I would say, hey, the day's going to come sooner than you think when this is your program and you guys are the leaders of everything we do. And you would just kind of look at me like freshmen do, like you don't really know what I'm talking about. And then somewhere along the lines, I said, man, like, you guys are the guardians of this program. And this is even with, you know, Tyler and Oso coming in. Oso had been here, Tyler coming in at a similar time, knowing that those guys would be around for a while as well. But I just felt something really, really special about this group. And it would be the first group that would be here for 4 years.
That was the biggest part for me. And you can also find that by searching Marquette Basketball wherever you get your podcasts. But this is Shaka's first senior class.
Correct.
This is his fourth season here with the program, so this is his first time really with players that have been here for 4 years under him. Of course, Marquette has made the tournament in each of these last 3 years, including his first Sweet 16 in 10 seasons. Joplin, Jones are approaching records. Stevie Mitchell has grown so much in his time here. I'll leave that up to you. I mean, what really stands out the most when you think of these guys exiting the program after this season?
Well, the two things that stick out to most, and we'll get into encore performance, but the fact that they're here and the fact that they stayed are the special things about this senior class. Cam Jones, David Joplin, Stevie Mitchell, and Cam Brown, the walk-on. They came here even though there was a coaching change. And Shaka talked about that on Thursday night, how special that is. Steve Wojciechowski and one of his top assistants, Dwayne Killings, spent a lot of time recruiting Cam and Stevie. And then Wojo got fired, and Dwayne Killings obviously left off of Wojo's staff. And Stevie and Cam decided to still come to Marquette under Shaka despite the coaching change. So it's a credit to Shaka obviously doing the legwork and convincing these guys that Marquette was still their place to be. But the fact that they still came to Milwaukee and still came to Marquette despite the coaching change is an unbelievable credit to these guys. Jop, I don't want to leave out because Shaka was recruiting Jop to come to Texas.
He was committed, yeah.
And then Shaka was able to keep Jop to get him to come here to Marquette. Yeah. And I think, you know, Jop being from Milwaukee helped.
I was going to say, probably to the delight of Lisa Joplin and
now,
the family.
That's another unbelievable thing that's going to happen today. Lisa Joplin, who is David Joplin's mother, and his dad are going to complete a streak today. They've been to David Joplin, every one of David Joplin's games in 4 years. They've been to every Marquette game, home and away, for 4 years.
Incredible.
Think of all the travel and the commitment for their kid. That's unbelievable. And they intend to continue, hopefully, until the first weekend of April here. But that's what sticks out to me about this senior class is, A, that they came here under uncertain circumstances and decided still to come, and, B, they stuck around for 4 years, which doesn't happen in college basketball in 2025. And these are good players. Cam very easily could have left for professional basketball last year. He decided to stick around. Stevie the same, Jop the same. So it's a credit to these guys for establishing what Marquette basketball has become in 2025. I think when we look back in 10 years on this program, this senior class, their fingerprints are still going to be all over Marquette basketball.
100%. We're going to dive more into the seniors, look at the matchup against St. John's, maybe some bracketology as well throughout this half hour. Today you're listening to Marquette College Game Day, presented all season long by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics. We'll be right back on 94.5 ESPN.
More Golden Eagles hoops talk coming up on Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. 94.5 ESPN is the home of Marquette basketball. This is Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics on the home of Marquette basketball, 94.5 ESPN.
In for the left, Joplin will jam it. Ooh, he tried to throw a little rocket on us.
He did.
Saturday morning basketball from Fiserv Forum. It is senior day as St. John's comes to town to take on Marquette. Matt Yazel, Brian D. with you. And we're on record watch today as well, Brian.
We're on record watch for Cam Jones, which we'll get to in a minute. But you heard Homer's voice on the way back there.
Yes.
We'll talk more about Homer in a bit. Congratulations to Steve the Homer True. You'll hear him on the call today. This concludes his 35th. Regular season as the voice of Marquette basketball. Homer's the best. Congratulations to Steve the Homer True on 35 amazing years, and hopefully many more to come as the voice of Marquette basketball, part of the fabric of this program. Record watch today. Cam Jones is currently third on Marquette's all-time scoring list. He's 40 points behind Jarrell McNeil for second, and about 800 behind Marcus Howard. That record may never get touched, but wouldn't that be cool? And that's a long shot for sure. But a 40 piece against the Big East champs at home on senior day to move you into second place on the all-time scoring list would be unbelievable. I don't think we'll get that, but I do think over the course of the next 2 weeks he's going to move into second all-time on the scoring list and put a pretty cherry on top of an unbelievable Marquette career.
If he doesn't do it against the Big East champs today, how about he does it against the Big East champs in the Big East tournament?
In the semifinal next Friday night. That would be lovely.
Some stakes at MSG. Cam at 1,945. So 55 to get to that 2,000 mark. And, yeah, as you mentioned, Marcus Howard, the only player above 2,000 in program history. But real quick to wrap up on the seniors, let's talk about some of our favorite moments. And there are many across these last 4 years. I'll allow you to start.
Yeah, I'll give one for each of these seniors, and we'll leave Cam Brown out and Cam's fingerprints. Cam Brown, the walk-on for Marquette.
Ben Steele did a great story on him
amazing.
At
check that out at jsonline.com. His fingerprints are all over the program, and Shaka told some great stories about his impact and just sitting in the coach's chair in some of these huddles while the coaches are doing other stuff. So shout out to Cam Brown as well. For Cam Jones, my favorite moment was 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament in the first round against Vermont. Marquette was struggling in a 215 game, and it was looking like they might have been the victim of a 215 upset against the Vermont Catamounts. And then Cam Jones scored, I think, 15 points in a row. He went on a personal 15-0 run and put that game out of reach.
Yeah.
He's just a microwave, and it looked like he blacked out for about 4 minutes and was making some of those contorted layups that we've gotten used to. So that was my favorite Cam Jones moment for sure. For Stevie Mitchell, it was actually this year. Stevie, the first 4 minutes of the game here against Purdue, he was just dogging one of the best backcourts in the country. And I will remember Stevie Mitchell for his defensive tenacity, his steals, just absolutely being a gnat on the defensive side of the floor and turning that into a part of the fabric of what Marquette basketball is. And I actually think there might have been a moment from Wednesday night's loss to UConn that might stick in my mind for Stevie Mitchell. He got hurt on the defensive side of the floor in the second half against UConn. I think he hurt his shoulder or his hand or jammed a finger or something. And Marquette was playing 4-on-5 on the offensive side of the floor, and Stevie Mitchell kind of lagged back, and he was just like walking up the floor. And while he was injured, this happened this week, He got an offensive rebound and scored with one hand. If that doesn't say everything you need to know about who Stevie Mitchell is,
so he is.
I can't help you. And then for David Joplin, it was him closing out the Colorado game last year and moving Marquette on to their first six Sweet 16 in a decade. He played an unbelievable basketball game and made a couple of huge free throws to put that game away. So those are some of my favorite moments for this senior class.
Absolutely. I agree with every single one of those. I think just as a team, I think, and as a fan base in recent years, I think the most we've been able to celebrate something is when Marquette won the Big East tournament.
No doubt.
In New York City.
No doubt.
Because obviously that team then, or last season, went to the Sweet 16, and that's incredible. That's what we want. We want to see long tournament runs. But throughout the run, we're like, okay, what's next? Now the Elite Eight's next. Let's try to win that. But that was like, okay, the confetti's fallen. We won a championship. After the games in that tournament, you could see how much the team cared for each other. I remember a specific post-game interview where Oso, like, jumped into Omax Prosper's post-game interview just to say, hey, we need to give this guy more love because he doesn't get enough credit for how good he is. And now, guess what? Prosper is an NBA player.
Yep.
Just played here earlier this week.
Well, it's a bad time to bring it up, too.
Yeah, he's just out for the season with an injury. But he's going to come back strong.
Every Dallas Maverick is out for the season with an injury right now.
So I would just say that run, Cam Jones had some incredible shots late in that UConn semifinal game, taking down the Huskies, a huge kind of confidence-boosting win there. And then you get to see the confetti fall and celebrate what an incredible season that was. There's now a banner for both that regular season and the tournament title. So that's my favorite moment ever as a Marquette fan,
yeah,
and certainly something that this senior class would be able to hang their hat on. Let's get a little bit into the stakes of this one today, and we can stretch this into the next segment as well. But Marquette could still potentially get the 3 seed if they get some help from Seton Hall against UConn today.
I don't think Seton Hall is beating UConn at home.
They could. They did earlier this year.
If Seton Hall sweeps UConn and helps Marquette out, I will go to Jesus and pray tonight.
As we all should.
Pray, thank you.
But most likely Marquette is going to fall into either the 4 or 5 seed. Doesn't necessarily matter because they're going to play Xavier either way in what would be a Thursday afternoon tip-off time at MSG. And then should you win that game, and last time you played Xavier, didn't turn out well on this court, they would play St. John's. So we're going to see today what they look like again at home against St. John's and see how they could match up in MSG again.
I think that's always the goal of the Big East tournament. Regardless of where you start, if you can get to Friday night, that's the electric night where all the stars come out and the energy's the biggest. And if you were to play St. John's at Madison Square Garden on Friday night of the Big East tournament in a semifinal, that would easily be the biggest game of the season. That's what I'm rooting for, and then you take your chances on Selection Sunday a week from tomorrow.
It would be electric. We'll touch a little more on that, maybe some bracketology as we wrap up the show after one last break. This is Marquette College Game Day, brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics. We'll be right back on 94.5 ESPN.
More Golden Eagles hoops talk coming up on Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. 94.5 ESPN is the home of Marquette basketball. This is Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics on the home of Marquette basketball, 94.5 ESPN.
Ball knocked away by Chase Russ. Stevie Mitchell to Chase Russ. The Rocket, yes! And the Hammer, Chase Russ.
Wrapping up the show here from Fiserv Forum, this sold-out crowd filing in on Senior Day. And it is the end of the regular season, of the 35th regular season for one Steve the Homer True, Homer and Tony on the call here at 11 a.m. And Brian, I know you have a quick Homer story for us.
Yeah, congrats to Homer. 35 years is such an accomplishment. Hopefully many more to come from the home slice. My favorite Homer story from my experience around Marquette basketball, my second year of my career, I would have been 24 years old. I did this show from the BMO Harris Bradley Center, RIP, poor little out for the BC. And then I covered the game. Marquette was not very good that year. I think it was Henry Ellenson's year. They missed the tournament, but they were fun. And part of my job was to pack up the broadcast equipment that Homer and, at the time, Jim McElvain used to call the games on 540 ESPN, the old AM days. So I went to the broadcast booth after the game, and I don't remember if Marquette won or lost, but I was packing up the broadcast equipment, and Homer and Mac had already left. And I had just gotten a new job on our sales team at ESPN Milwaukee at the time. And So 10 or 15 minutes go by, Homer and Mac are gone. Clearly enough time to get out of the arena in your car and go home. And I hear something behind me in the broadcast booth. It's Homer. Homer walked back 10 minutes later and said, "Hey, I forgot to tell you, congratulations on the new gig," and then he walked out. If that doesn't say everything you need to know about Steve the Homer True and how big of a heart he has, I can't help you. He's a legend around Marquette basketball. He's a fabric of this community. We appreciate everything he does for ESPN Milwaukee, and again, congratulations to him on 35 great seasons as the voice of Marquette basketball.
Absolutely. Congrats to Homer. You'll hear him again 11 a.m. tip after Gabe Neitzel's got you with the network pregame from the Trade Hotel in just a few minutes here, but the latest bracketology from ESPN came out today. Marquette still on that sixth line right now in Denver, taking on VCU.
Wow, what a juicy teams. Juicy there against Shaka's old school. And then give me the second round matchup, Matt.
They would play, should they win, either the 14 seed Utah Valley or the 3 seed Texas A&M.
And who's the coach over there?
Buzz Williams.
They do this stuff to make us do this, right?
To stir the pot.
Lenardi's just doing that. Last week it was Marquette against Wisconsin in the second round. This week it's VCU and Texas A&M. They do a masterful job of getting us ginned up about tournament headlines.
He does have Wisconsin on the three line playing right here in Milwaukee, but we don't care about that right now. It's senior day. We're celebrating the program today. Get your coffee and tune in to this one here in
coffee.
Downtown.
How about a Bloody Mary or a mimosa?
That works too.
Get it going.
All right. Well, for the two Marquette alums on this call, Brian D. and Matt Yazel, and our producer, Will Sommers, thanks for tuning in to Marquette College Game Day. Gabe Neitzel's got you after the break here on 94.5 ESPN.